Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Membeis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph Med Aleph at the Mishnah. Harit Lasri Sadeu Karachas Karachas Mikomin Oise Esim Ba'arba Karachos Lebeisa Mikarachas Beisoiva Bezer Beseicha Komin Sheyutze. If a person wishes to make his base cell sized field, which is 50 or 50 amos, into equally sized patches of different species, he can make 24 patches in the base cell. He can thereby produce a quarter cow from each patch and plant in each patch whichever species he wishes. Rabbi Meir says that if there were one or two patches of the size of a quarter cow, he may plant mustard in them. If there are three of them, he may not, as it appears like a mustard field planted within his field. Up until 9 patches per base are permitted, but 10 is prohibited. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, no, even if his field is the size of a base core, which is 30 sar, he may only make one patch in it. And the Gemara says, Bechizkia, Rabbi Yasser, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Al-Loisha, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afile Chavushois, Afile Smuchois, Rabbanon Amin, Ovavad Shalai, Yu Loi Chavushois, Loi Smuchois. The Gemara says that Rav Chizkiah and Rav Yasser, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir only over the first case of the Mishnah as to how the patches may be planted. Rav Meir says that they may even be planted in a way that the inner ones are surrounded with the other species or immediately adjacent to them. Rabban says that they may be close, but not surrounded or adjacent to them. Hechavida, Talaf v'talti, Chada v'talti v'chada. How is it achieved? If there's 5 rows, each with 5 patches, if he plants 3 patches in the first row, 2 patches in the second row, 1 patch in the third row, and then 2 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Kolshu b'seich beis roiva, oilu b'midas beis roiva, achilas ha-gefen, v'akebe, v'asela, oilu b'midas beis roiva. The Mishnah says anything that's found within a patch of a beisar, which is a quarter kav, counts towards the measurement of its area. For example, the work access area around a grapevine, which is 6 trochim, a grave or a low rock. Tvua b'tvua beis roiva yerek v'yerek shishatrochim tvua b'yerek v'yerek b'tvua beis roiva. One who wishes to plant a row of grain in a field of another grain must distance it a beis roiva. If it's vegetables next to other vegetables, distance it 6 trochim. If it's grain next to vegetables or vice versa, distance it a beis roiva. Rav Lezer Omer yerek b'tvua shishatrochim. Rav Lezer says that vegetables next to grain, it needs to be 6 trochim. Tvua noita al gabi tvua, v'yerek al gabi yerek, tvua al gabi yerek, v'yerek al gabi tvua, hakol muta, chutz midalas yivonis. If grains that were correctly planted began to lean over towards other grains, or vegetables to vegetables, or grains to vegetables, or vegetables to grains, all cases are permitted except for a Greek pumpkin, since its leaves extend thereby making it appear like kilayim. Rebbe Omer afila kishois apula mitzvi v'royani esdorea midorai. Rebbe says this concern also applies to squash and Egyptian beans. I identify with their rationale more than with mine. And the Gemara says, "Ribun barchia b'shem Rabbi Zeira loishonu ela achilas hagefen hagefen abs malai lama b'pnei shehi asura v'anaya." The Gemara says that Ribun barchia, quoting Rabbi Zeira, says that the Mishnah is discussing the area around the vine, but the vine itself is not measured as part of the beis roiva because it becomes prohibited if the required distance from seeds wasn't kept. V'hari akeve asur v'anaya. The Gemara asks, "Now, isn't it forbidden to gain any benefit from a grave?" Kevein Isur Nika, the Gemara answers yes, but since this prohibition isn't recognizable to others, it can still be measured as part of the required distance. The Avodas HaGefen Ein Isur Bahanaya, the Gemara asks, well, how does the Mishnah differentiate between the work access area of the vine and the vine itself? Isn't it forbidden to gain benefit from seeds grown in the work access area? Ela, Kreb Yishmol, De Bishmol Alma, Ein Avodas HaGefen Yechidus. Rather, the Mishnah must follow Rabbi Shmuel, who says that there's no prohibition to gain benefit from seeds that grew in the work access area of a single vine. And we have the next 7 or 8 words should be skipped, but the Gemara asked the question, isn't it forbidden to gain any benefit from a grave, which we also had earlier, and the Gemara answers yes, but since this prohibition isn't recognizable, then it's okay. And this question was already given, and the answer was given a few lines ago. There's no reason it should be printed here again. It's a mistake according to many Mefarshim. Tvua b'tvua, I should say, beis roiva or vajulaitei chavusha me'arba v'chuser. The Mishnah taught that one who wishes to plant a row of grain in a field of another grain must distance it a beis roiva. It's permitted as long as it isn't surrounded on all 4 sides by another species, or on 2 sides with another species and 2 sides with fences. Rizeira bar koimei Rabbi Yasser, kian amrin hada bekas simunya ein zoirin aseicha elamin echa bilvad. The Gemara asked the question that Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Yassa, is it prohibited when surrounded, even if it is a great distance? If so, the Simonia Valley, the surrounded on all four sides, should only be planted with one species, since the base over distance doesn't help when it's surrounded. The Gemara leaves this question unanswered.